Hello, good morning, and welcome to a Carbu from Cork in Ireland, off the west coast of Europe. I'm driving on my way from home into the River Lee Hotel in the centre of Cork, and I want to tell you about something which is incredibly exciting for me and some other people here in Cork, but which has kind of very interesting ramifications for the way in which social media, social networking, new media works today. Now, this is actually going to be all about a guy called Mitch Joel. Now, most of you will not have heard of Mitch Joel, even though he is actually very well known among all the gurus like Brogan and Copy Blogger and big guys in America, basically. But Mitch Joel wrote a book called Six Pixels or 6 Degrees of Separation, something like that. And I came across it as part of a Smarter Egg reading group here in Cork, where Aidan Enright introduced us to the book. And we read the beginning of the book. I read about 3 chapters of the book. And in the book, the key point that made an effect on me was the idea that you can get in touch with anyone. In a modern age. In the old days, you'd have had to know lots and lots of people and would have been very clumsy and almost impossible, and there would even have been people hired to prevent you reaching other people. So this Mitch Joel's great point is that this has all changed. The internet has made it possible for me to get in touch with Barack Obama, if I wanted to. Or me to get in touch with the Dalai Lama, if I wanted to. Or actually, I think even these days, the Pope might be almost considering being contactable. So the whole idea is the great and the good on high can be contacted by the lowly. And that's Mitch Joel's great point. So we discussed the book, but I tweeted about it. I even went over using Twitter search and found other people who were reading Mitch Joel's book, and I tweeted them. I left a few comments here and there, wrote a blog post about it, and hey presto, who pops up on my blog but none other than Mitch Joel himself? To basically say, no, first of all, he said it in a tweet, I'd be interested in your opinion of the book when you've read it. That was a thrill in itself, an author getting in touch with a reader who he'd never met before and picking me up, basically, on it. And secondly, he then comes on with an extraordinary offer on the blog. Mitch Joel said, if you guys in Cork, in Ireland, having read my book, actually want to talk to me, I will come and talk to you via Skype. Now, I'm heading into the city centre in Cork. I'm going to meet Paul Brugger from City Local Cork, and he's going to show me a few technical things about Skype, because we're actually going to have a meeting with Mitch Joel fairly soon. And it's in the public arena. Mitch has written publicly that we're going to meet with him, so I'm not breaking any confidences. We got about 9 different businesses going to meet with this guy who's a major publisher and speaker at conferences. Now, I don't know if I can convey the excitement I feel about this as I drive the car through traffic in the suburbs of Cork, but I can tell you something, that I'll be coming back to this theme again with you with another in another Carbu, or even in a more reflective tone in a business boo. And I just want to let you know that it is indeed, as Mitch Joel says, possible to be in touch with anyone you want to be in touch with in this age. What incredible citizen empowerment. Okay, forgive the jargon. I get a bit enthusiastic sometimes. I wish you all the best from Cork. Signing out now, Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye. Be back to you again soon.